This Fine Music Radio production and other extant podcasts are available on the podcasts page of the Fine Music Radio website, fmr.co.za.
Our living community.
Welcome to Our Living Community. I'm Otto van der Walt, and this feature is brought to you by the realtors who care about your environment, Remax Living Cape Town. Our rivers and wetlands serve various important functions in the environment. But what would it cost us, in monetary terms, in rands and cents, to replace those functions with man-made solutions? In other words, if we didn't look after our rivers and wetlands, what would it cost us to install mechanical and electronic solutions to give us those important services? This week, Kate Snadden from the Freshwater Research Center discusses this interesting concept.
I'm not a resource economist. It's a very, very complex science that to try and put a monetary value to ecosystems. But you can look at it as these ecosystems providing many different services, one of them being biodiversity. So just providing habitat for fauna and flora. That's an incredibly important service that they provide and probably the most difficult to quantify. Mm. But there are all these other services. So if you think of a wetland as being something in a catchment that is slowing water down, and then the plants and the soil that are in that wetland are providing functions such as uptake of toxins, trapping of sediment, erosion control, so stabilizing soils, flood attenuation. They can contain a flood if it's coming through because of the vegetation, slows the water down, spreads it out, and makes sure that it's not just flowing from A to B fast through a catchment and taking with it a lot of topsoil as well. So those services are all incredibly important for us. And if you were to take that wetland out of the equation, you would probably have to put in a water treatment works. You would probably need to put in a dam to attenuate your floods and all sorts of other man-made infrastructure, which instead you've got there for free in the form of a wetland or a river. The rivers are also providing very important services, also purifying water. So it is a very difficult thing to quantify, but we know that they contribute, for their size, they contribute a lot towards GDP, towards economies all over the world. I can think of several examples in South Africa where we have nature reserves or parks that are focused on water systems, St. Lucia being one of them, which is, yeah, it's the main attraction, and it draws a lot of tourists.
That was Kate Snadden, who is a co-founder of the Freshwater Research Center. To find out more about the organization, please visit their website, frcsa.org.za. This feature was brought to you by the professional realtors who care about your environment, Remax Living Cape Town.
This was a Fine Music Radio production. Our living community is broadcast every Wednesday morning at 7:15 on the Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills.